Y'all, today is Wednesday, May 8th, 2013. It's hump day in the house. It can't beat hump day, y'all. That means we're halfway through. Hey, I'm always happy about hump day. I'm telling you. That means what? Let's see. Monday and Tuesday gone. We're on Wednesday. That gives me two more days. Hey, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. I hope you say you seeing the light at the end of the tunnel also. Hey, man, what's going on out there? One thing I can tell you, man, man, these allergies are killing me. They really are. They are killing me. I don't know what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to do something about these allergies, man. We're going to have to get on our knees and ask for some relief. Because it's hard to see when your eyes are already always watering. What y'all think about that? Or you're sneezing at the wrong time. I tell you, you just can't win for losing. Can't win for losing. Anyway, while we're talking about that, let's get on with the get on. All right, let's see. The house rules. Okay. We like to hear what everybody has to say, you know, because everybody has some great points. Now, of course, you know, while someone is speaking, please respect everybody else's time to talk. You know, respect their mic. You want them to respect yours, so you need to respect theirs as well. It's easy. Just don't talk. You know, act like you they're the teacher and you the student. Just listen. And when you finish, then you can have your say. It's not that hard. For some it is, but not for everyone. All right? Make your comments short and sweet as possible. Hey, you know, we don't need no long explanations. Now, you can lose an audience like that talking too dang on long. And I'm just putting it out there, y'all. Y'all may not understand me and agree with it, but that's the way it is. That's the way it is. You know? And the bottom line is no personal attacks. Do not attack each other. Don't be talking about your mama. Don't be talking about your daddy. Don't be talking about your one-legged girlfriend. know, stuff like that. Don't be talking about people, parents, and them either. Okay? All right? I mean, don't do that. You know, you can attack the topic, something they may have said, but not the individual themselves, okay? All right, please don't. Because once you do that, you know, then you're showing how a little, how can I put it? Yeah, you're just showing how ignorant you are, okay? I was trying to put it politically correct, but I'm going to just tell you straight up. Just show how ignorant you are. we don't want to hear all that. We don't even want to hear all that, okay? Now, let's be honest, we don't. I know I don't. I don't know about the rest of y'all. But, of course, as I always say, if you violate any of these rules, you'll be tased and kicked off. And that's what you're going to hear right there. And, you know, you know, that's it. Once you hear that, that is it. I see Refine and Define is in the house. Refine and Design. I'm sorry. I don't know what I be. I be trying to say it so fast. I mess it up. Refine and Design. That's who in the house today. In the chat room. Also, I got DP following me up down. She on the switchboard. So we ready to get the rocking and rolling right about now. Now, before we didn't get all the house rules out the way, it's time to go ahead and get on with some other things here. What we're going to do now is going to get our song of the day out of the way. And being the day we're talking about divorce and men's action in divorce, I think this is a pretty good song I picked out today. No, sometimes I have to scratch my head when trying to figure out what song I want to pick for the day, the song of the day. But I think this one is a good one. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and play it, and then I'll let y'all tell me at the end if it's a good song or not. All right, so here we are, the song of the day.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. My girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. I see locked up in my room. I know to you, night sounds strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Cause so badly, I wanna go outside. Everyone knows that a man ain't supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, cause crying just. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain. Rain, rain, rain. Oh, I wish rain. Let it rain. Oh, yeah. Let it rain. Up, and no one will ever know that I've been crying, crying when I go outside. The world outside my tears, I refuse to explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, 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 rain. Let it rain. I'm a man and I got some pride. Let it rain, I'm gonna see inside. Let it rain. Oh, just let it rain. Oh, yeah.
Let it rain.
All right, y'all. All right, y'all. What y'all think about that, huh? Y'all think that was a good song for today? That was The Temptations, I Wish It Would Rain. And I'm telling you, man, I love The Temptations. I can't get enough of them boys right now. So, you know, we had to play that song a little bit for you, and I think that was a good one for today. What y'all think about that? Was that a good one today? Was that a good one today? I think it was. Anyway, so what else going on there? That was the song of the day, I Wish It Would Rain by The Temptations. All right, and here's another one, and the quote of the day is, I got another good one for you, and I hope y'all ready for it. There are no winners in divorce, just a bunch of unhappy people. I mean, that's plain and simple, isn't it? Isn't it plain and simple? There are no winners in divorce, just a bunch of unhappy people. And you know what? You know who said that? I said it, dang it. That's who said it. I'm on a roll today. That's what I'm talking about. I'm on a roll because that's right. I said it. Because, in the, you know, you really think about it sometimes, you're unhappy as hell. I know you may think it was the best thing that ever happened to you. You're still unhappy. Because usually those that get divorced, know what that mean? They were never happy with themselves. But anyway, we'll get onto that in a little bit. All right. Here we are, y'all. Y'all on Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. If you want to join the conversation today, no problem. Give me a call, 347-838-8622. We'll be talking about what is the role of a man and the role men play in a divorce. All right. And we're also talking about during the marriage and after. You know, because sometimes it's important the role that we play after a divorce as well. So, that, I mean, we're going to be kicking it all over the place today. Also, we're going to be talking about some other things that seem to be coming off the line. They have reached a verdict in the Jody Arias trial. That'd be read at 3:30 Central Standard Time, 4:30 Eastern. I guess that means it's 12:30, 3:30, 1:30 Pacific. So we're going to find out whether they went ahead and convicted her or let her off or whatever. All right. Let's see. Well, I see we have a hand up, and there's some other few other things we're going to be jogging about. So let's get on with the get on. Let's make it happen, y'all. Let's go. Let me see who we got on the line. Good afternoon. Happy Wednesday to you. What's happening with you? What's going on? How's your day going? Who am I talking to? And so forth and so on.
How got you so freaking happy?
Life.
All right, good. Is this the Eric Jackson show?
Yeah, this is the Eric Jackson show.
Are you sure? Because this is on 3 days in a row, and usually that doesn't happen. You know, the guy takes a break, and he likes to go places, and then he comes back in about a year or so. So I just want to make sure, you know, I want to make sure I got the right number.
Whatever, Joe. Oh, that's
like
right.
A good one today about man's role in divorce.
Yes, 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 yes. You know, and I think that because, you know, a lot of times we talk about divorce, but we never get down to specific person's role. You know what I mean? The gender's role. You know, usually we, you know, everything is like combined and what have you. But I want to kind of separate it to talk about the man's role. You know what his actions are that leads up to a divorce, and what are his actions after a divorce? You know, because that's important also, especially if you have kids involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then maybe, you know, one day down the line we're going to hit the women's side of it. You know.
Yeah, well, we should, huh?
Yeah, you know, that'd only be right.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to be talking about today. So,
all right, so when you talk about the man's role leading up to divorce, are you saying what's his responsibility for causing the divorce?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And what's his responsibility to try and stop the divorce also?
Okay. Yeah. So we've got two factors to take into consideration, right? What did he do to kind of create
okay. Wait, before we get into that, Joe, you know we got pre-stories we have to do now.
We got pre-stories or three stories?
Pre-stories.
Okay.
Yeah, you know we always do.
You mean your warnings?
No, we done did the warnings already.
Oh. Right.
No, the stories we do before the main topic. Yeah, come on, Joe, now. Oh,
well,
no.
I don't see. You usually take a vacation around this time, so I kind of forget
whatever.
You
know. Whatever. Anyway,
whatever. Yeah,
yeah, whatever. Anyway, here we go. Here we go. The first story I want to talk about is the Delaware Senate approves same-sex marriage to begin on July the 1st. And they make the 11th state allowing same-sex marriage, which means now 22% of the country now allows same-sex marriage. 22% of the states. Slowly but surely, the agenda is spreading. May we just go ahead and just say, heck, just make it legal in all 51 states and be through with it?
Well, you know, for me, people of the same sex getting married per se doesn't bother me. But there is one thing about the law. The law takes something which is relatively simple and then makes it complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, did you hear about the situation where because of political correctness, a law, something about the anti-bullying against kids discrimination act, something like that. As a result of that act, in one school, kids were forced to play lesbians. And part of the role of that lesbian was to try to make the other lesbian kiss her. So that's a result of political correctness and of making sure that people accept homosexuality and stuff like that. The point I'm getting to is that because of same-sex issues, the law takes it and now imposes it on heterosexuals.
Hmm.
That's what's called an unintended consequence. If they just left it alone and said, okay, you're a homosexual, you're this or you're that, and we're going to leave you alone, and you have the same rights as everybody else, bang, finished. So what I'm getting to is that if you're going to have same-sex marriage, you better believe in some way it's going to affect normal marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's the way it should be. I think people should just get married, if you're same-sex, different sex, get married, leave the state out of it altogether. But you know something's going to happen. The state is going to do something with this freaking marriage law and make it a burden upon everybody. So I'm for homos getting married, but I'm not for the state, you know. You know, I am. You know, let them do whatever they want.
No, I'm laughing. Okay, I'm for homos getting married.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I thought you were too. I don't know. And let them all get married. Shit.
Look, that's between them and God. The only thing I know is the Bible says it's an abomination. So that's between
right.
them and God.
Yeah.
But I can't stop them.
No, I mean, let me get married. See, but I know that's the freaking law is going to turn upon us and do something fucking weird with even if you're not married.
Even if I'm not married. So basically, it's going to happen regardless. But we just have to be careful not to get caught up in the wash, basically.
Well, we don't have a choice. The law, whatever the legislators want to do, is what they're going to do. And then we are going to get caught up in their stupidity.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, 22%. 22% of the states already say it's okay, so... almost at a quarter, so hey, we almost there.
Yeah, but yeah. It's gonna be bad for people who are not homo.
People that's not homo.
Yeah, like I said, because of unintended consequences, laws are gonna be passed as a result of homosexuals getting married that are gonna affect heterosexual marriage and heterosexual family life. Wait and see. What do you think about it? What do you think of it? I mean, you know the government's all fucked up.
Well, yeah. I agree with that. You know, I don't, you know what, Joe? Be honest with you. I don't know what to think anymore. I think we're going to hell in a handbasket real fast.
I'm just waiting for the drones to fly overhead.
You know that is just the beginning of some things that's about to start happening that we really do need to open our eyes and pay attention to. Now, how many of us actually will do that? not many. But, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. What's your other story?
Oh, wait a minute now. Let's see. In the chat room, we got Refine and Define say, if two people are living together and one dies, if they're not married, the state gets the money. Okay. The state gets the money. Interesting. Well, you just well, I see the point that she's making, but I don't know. I thought that's what wills were for, and you know, as long as nobody
wills and
argues the estate, then you know whoever the will on the beneficiary on the will gets the money. But I do see the point, and that's why they want to marry. Okay. All right, I understand your point there, Refining Design, but that don't make it right. That doesn't make it right. But I do understand your point. I do understand that. You know, a lot of them look at it as a financial end for someone that's been with them, you know, for their entire life. I understand that. But that still doesn't make it right. All right, Buckle Styles, I see you out there. Thank you for joining us today. Okay, we got somebody with their hand up. I think it's your friend. Let's see who we
Michael?
Got here.
I don't want to deal with Michael right now.
All right, welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday to you. What's going on? What's happening with you? What you got to talk about today?
Well, what is and should be is different.
Oh,
don't give you don't want to deal with me.
I don't want
to
deal with
Michael. This show is open to the whole world, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
Right now.
We're doing fine.
What's
Michael,
up,
how are you?
Up?
Nothing,
yeah,
I'm
just joining in.
No kidding.
See,
and don't wait. Michael will be quiet soon. Don't worry.
No, he'll be quiet soon.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Anyway,
guys. I'm going to keep quiet now. Okay.
Well, Michael, we're just talking about how 22% of the states have approved same-sex marriage now. And the Refined Design in the chat room was saying that most of them are marrying, so basically for financial reasons, to make sure to make their partner receives their, you know, money once they die and stuff, money and property, because they have.
That's what heterosexuals do. That's why they marry. For financial reasons. You ask a woman's not going to stay with a man for 20 years. Well, most women. I can't say all. But most women are not going to stay for a man 20 years. They're in the same house playing pretend like they married as a couple. And if so, God forbid, something happens, his kids come and take over. His kids, she's taking care of him. His kids never around. He died and everything go to his kids. Most women are not going to do that. So heterosexual people get married. That's one of the reasons why they get married. So when people say gay people get married for men, I say heterosexuals do the same thing. That's fact. Ask some women. Stay with a woman in a relationship for 7 to 10. Even you guys talk about, well, would you going to be with a woman for all that time? Ain't y'all going to get married? Even a Christian or a preacher would tell you should get married if you with that. Why y'all not married? And then a preacher would tell you for certain obligations. So when people say there's a contradiction when they try to just say that's the only reason why gay people are getting married. So, I mean, heterosexuals do the same thing, too.
Okay. All right. Now, see, I can blow all that theory out the water. I mean, I agree with you.
No, that's not a theory.
You know,
that's
Michael,
a fact,
Michael,
yeah.
listen before you get started. Dang it, we ain't having that today. Now, as I was saying, I understand what you're saying. And as I mentioned before, I understand, you know, wanting your partner and what have you to receive your assets once you leave the face of this earth. I do understand that. But, I that still doesn't make it right. That's all I'm saying.
Well, to you.
But like I said, no, listen. But like I told Joe, you know, I have nothing to do with it. I can't stop it. I can't say it's good to go. That's between them. Whatever God they worship.
Well, just like they try to define marriage as when people get married, they appropriate children. That's a lie. Because some people get married and a woman can't have children. Which man gonna divorce her? So you can't use that definition. So we can go on and on, man. I just laugh at people. Because we should be talking about most important things, and it comes down to religion that contradicts itself. So you really can't even define marriage. It's just fact, though. I'm speaking as a fact.
Why can't you define? Okay.
That's the reason why you're saying it's wrong. You use the word it's wrong, and that's the only reason why you could come by and say it's wrong.
Well,
I'm listening to you, though. I'm quiet. I'm listening.
Look, God did not create Adam and Eve. He created Adam and Eve. That's a man and a woman. And that's the way it was done. I'm just putting it out there. You know, of course, I know your argument is going to be, you know, that contradicts itself, so forth and so on. But the bottom line is, he created a man and a woman to be together, not a man and a man and a woman to woman. Now you can argue whatever you want to argue, but that's what it says, and that's what I believe. So, like I said before, you know, I understand the financial end of it. That's fine and dandy, but, you know, it's still wrong. That's all I'm saying. Now, I have nothing, you know, personally, they are people. I understand that. They are people. They are. But, that, I mean, to me, you know, that's one thing that it's not right. And I'm going to leave it at that. Anyway, so now that we have covered that and we have a moment of silence on the air.
Where did Michael go?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Let's get on with the next story. And we were talking the other day about churches and, you know, their 501c3.
Right.
Not, you know, the nonprofit guidelines, nonprofit rules. Well, you know, I had to look at it for a moment because it was getting interesting. Because there's actually a seminar that's going on to explain to churches, especially African American, Black, or whatever, people of color, you know, ministers and things of that nature, you know, explain to them what they can and cannot do as far as political, you know, forums. And basically what it says, nonprofit guidelines may not, in other words, they may not support or oppose candidates for public office. Now, that's basically what it says they cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
However, it does say they can, C-A-N, conduct a broad range of activities on a nonpartisan basis to help your community participate and vote. Now, that's what it says. Of course, we all know this little 501c3, you know, is really what controls what a church can and can't say or do as far as political candidates, you know, political parties and things of that nature. And it seems lately to be more directed at the African-American and Black churches than anything else. Why is that? Well, I can tell you why. Because, you know, in the interview that I watched, the first thing that the commentator said, well, it is a known fact that, you know, the majority of African Americans voted for Barack Obama.
Mm.
See, and, you know, a lot of that followed the influence that they received through the ministers and the church, you know, in subtle ways, not blown out, this is who you need to vote for. But, you know, how our preachers do it, you know, we get little subtle hints here and there, but, you know, and I think the IRS and certain entities, dang, I'll get it right eventually, have a problem with that now. So they're really looking to crack down on the leaning toward certain individuals from the Black church. Now, this is just my opinion. I'm not saying this is happening, but the seminar is happening, and that seems to be the direction it's headed in. My opinion now. I'm telling y'all, this is my opinion. I may be wrong.
What's headed in what direction?
Huh?
Cracking down on Black churches?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as, you know, getting the parishioners to vote a certain way without doing, you know, without, you know, cause just coming out and say, hey, look, y'all need to vote for President Obama or Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, or Hillary Clinton, and I told you I'm happy today. I can't even talk.
But,
yeah, so you know that's to my you know that's what I'm thinking because we already know the Catholic Church is the Catholic Church. They can do what the hell they want to. Ain't nobody really gonna say anything to them because they have the Pope. You know, and that's a good question. Is he supposed to be bipartisan? Or can he actually support a political party entity or what have you? That is a good question.
Well,
Well, gentlemen, I was talking about this before. I told somebody the reason why they get tax breaks. I don't know if I was talking to y'all guys about this. The reason why church get tax breaks, one thing is they help the community out. And another thing, they cannot, behind that pulpit, it's a contradiction. Watch this contradiction. Behind that pulpit, by law, they cannot endorse a candidate. Meaning, visualization, your preacher cannot on Sunday behind his pulpit say vote for Obama. He can't do it. They would take his license out. Now, do they do it? Yes. Now, what they do is they'll go and hook up. Ministers will group up together, especially the Democrats always do it, and then they'll group up together as a group, a minister alliance, and then they'll endorse a candidate because they're not doing it out of pulpit. But we can clearly see that they're doing the same thing that the government don't want them to do. They want to separate the church, separate the church out of the politics, and which is to stay out of the politics because people are different. We got Muslims, we got different cultures in this country, and you just can't bring your religious ideology to the politics because it's always going to contradict itself. We're going to go to war. People are going to hate each other. But they do it anyway. We can clearly see this. But that is the reason why, no, they can't do it. If it's tax breaks now, if someone pulls them up on it, yeah, they can get that license to take away from them. And some preachers, they say, fuck the tax breaks. They say what they want because they got a lot of money. So it all depends. But I just know by law, for them to get that tax break, they can't endorse a candidate behind that pulpit. But they do it in other ways. Slicksters.
Well, I thought I already said that. But okay, I understand, Michael. You make a very valid point.
Okay, I'm quiet. I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you make a very valid point. I thought I had made that same point earlier, but good point, Michael. I like the way you broke that down. Let me bring Goofy in because Goofy on the line. You know, he's a first-time caller. Hey, Goofy, what's going on, man?
Hi, gentlemen. How are you doing? My name's Goofy. I'm a first-time caller, and
wow.
I just want to say that this show is wonderful. This is the first time I've listened to it.
Well, welcome, first-time caller.
Yeah, welcome, first-time caller.
Hi, thank you, guys. You guys are great.
Yeah.
You guys are really great.
Always nice to have a first caller.
Did I get the chickens?
Yeah, you
did
got the chickens.
You got the chicken. Walk.
Yeah. Well, anyway, to be honest with you, I think the church just should stay with the church and just leave the politics to the people to decide. But, you know, you could ask for a miracle, and chances are it's not going to happen. But life is what life is given to us, so we have to accept what we have to accept. I mean, my church I used to go to faithfully until they started throwing the "let's try to get Obama into the White House" thing. And, you know, just a little joke, you know, it's not like they're advertising it. It was just like a little joke to just try to push him over the edge. You know what I mean? And it's
yeah.
Just, I was like, I have to walk away. This is ridiculous. You're one side. You see, in the Bible, it says you're not supposed to put any other gods before God. Right there, he put a god before another god, even though it's not a similar. But in a way, it is kind of being godish because the president's the man. He's, you know, up there, do whatever the heck he wants, you know, runs the country, da-da-da-da. That's kind of godish. So, I mean, in reality, most of them are contradicting, you know, the good old Bible. But that's why I just like to stay at home and have a good hour with God, me and God, you know, talk to myself with God.
Yeah,
I think that's the best thing you could do,
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's true. But let me ask this question then. If that is the case, using micro words, isn't the country such a like contradicting itself then when on every piece of currency we have, you know, basically everything we do, first thing we hear that we see on there is "in God we trust." So what is that telling us? You know, it's good for them, but not good for us. We must maintain our separation, but yet every time we turn around on the nation's things, that's the first.
What is that telling us,
or
what is that telling you? What is that telling you? You can't include me into that us. You're asking me a question.
Oh, so now what you're saying is you do not use American currency.
Yes, I do.
Okay, then. So you have to see it too. Do you consider yourself an American?
That's just
consider myself? There's no consideration. I can measure myself. Because I was born in the borders.
Michael, before we get into this drawn out, you can't define me and all that good stuff. The question is a yes or no question.
No, you can define me. First of all,
Michael,
I'm a human being.
Hold on.
I'm not going to answer your question like you want me to.
You go with that bullshit.
There we go. You got that.
I ain't even having it today. I'm not having it, Michael.
Eric, though, for real. That's like an atheist crying that they don't want their kid to say the Star Spangled, the national anthem, where where it says in liberty and justice and God or whatever. That's like for them, but yet they use money that says in God we trust, but yet they don't want their kid to go and do the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, it's so stupid.
Ah.
It's like if you're really against God, then why you use the money that's entrusted in God?
Right.
I love arguing with atheism people because they're a bunch of idiots. somebody gave them an idea and they went and ran away with it by themselves. You know, it's like, hello. And then now I hear there's atheist churches. That doesn't make any sense.
You're right. You know, you are absolutely right. So what are they doing then? What are they having? You know what I mean? What are they doing?
It's like
they
a clubhouse.
Yeah, that's what they called it. All right. Okay, Joe, we sorry. We don't mean to be bothering and picking on you, too.
I'm an agnostic. I'm not an atheist.
Yeah, I know, right?
To aim that at you, though, Joe. I didn't mean to aim that at you.
My feelings are not hurt.
Some people have to look at that because there's a lot of up here in Sacramento. There was a dad that wanted to sue the school district because he didn't want his kid to.
I understand the point of view because there's supposed to be a separation of God and state,
right?
It's because we have in God we trust on the money. We don't print the money; they print the money, so
right.
They can put anything they want on it. Plus, they believe it was founded on deist philosophy. They believe that George Washington and Jefferson and the founders of the Constitution, that they believed in God. So as a result, they put in God we trust on the money. However, at the same time, we don't want the state and religion to be mixed together. So for those people who are saying they're putting a hand over their heart and giving the Pledge of Allegiance and they're pledging it to God, the Jews, the atheists, the Muslims, and other people who aren't Christian, they're saying that they feel excluded because what if there are enough people in America or in a community that aren't Christian? Why should they, who are not Christian, be obliged to give some sort of allegiance to a God they don't believe in? And to me, that actually makes sense. So for me, I would just say keep the state out of it. Keep out of courtrooms, keep out of police stations, keep out of any type of government agency, anything related to God, and just let people worship whatever they want to worship on their own. So that's why, the father sued, and that's why Miriam or something or other, like 40, 50 years ago, wanted to get in the God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. I didn't understand it at the time, but now that I'm more politically aware, I happen to agree. Keep God and the state out of everything.
All right. Well, let me bring Brother Lowe in. He missed yesterday, so All right, Brother Lowe, what's going on, brother? What's happening? How you doing? What's up? Happy Wednesday to you. Talk to me.
Shalom, my brothers. How y'all doing?
Well, shalom to you, too.
Shalom.
Absolutely.
Shalom,
absolutely.
Brother Lowe.
You did a stellar job yesterday, Mr. Talk, with your questioning also.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I didn't get to say anything. I was a little busy, but I had a chance to go back and comb through the whole show. Great show. I really enjoyed yesterday. I did. And I won't lie to you. I loved every chance you had and you took the opportunity to knock Michael across his ass.
Oh, here we go. We're going to start World War III already.
Oh, wow.
I mean, why y'all do me like that, but when y'all meet me? I mean, you know what? I mean, I feel like this. If you're going to talk about me, see, the reason why you can do that, Lowe, is because your boy is never going to meet you. You can show your bias. It's clearly contained. You can have your bias. You got to admit it.
Michael,
you hate
Michael.
Me like a motherfucker, but you can clearly see your bias, though. But it's all good. I'm laughing with you.
I'm not being biased.
It's all good, but he'll never meet his boy, though. But
I like your
boy, because I can handle myself. I love pointing out my contradictions.
No,
I love
it.
I like everyone. Calm down. Calm down.
I love eating them up every day.
See, y'all going to make Michael go to the white woman show because he's been seen on there.
Yeah.
Now, see, Michael, I was just about to give you a little credit yesterday for some of the things you were saying. You're still a little combative, even though Joe was agreeing with you. Oh, you agreeing with me? Well, let me change it up and say it like this so you don't agree with me. You did that, man. I heard you yesterday. You did that. Joe was agreeing with you 100%, and you was like, you agree with me? Oh, okay, well, let me say it like this then. I caught that. But as far as I just came in and was checking y'all out, but as far as you're talking, the God that those people worship is Moloch.
Yeah, that's the God of the elites, yeah.
The devil. Mm-hmm. That's who they worship. And they actually do have to sacrifice. See, why do you think so many people come up missing around these phony pagan holidays? This stuff actually happens, man. People don't believe it. They think that it's just, you know, crockery, but it's true.
Oh, no, I believe it's possible, sure.
I believe that it happens. And Joe, I'm gonna ask you one more time. One more time. You're smart, man. You're supposed to be anyway. If you refer to those Khazars as me and my people again, it's going to be some static, brother.
Me and the Khazars, me and my people?
No. I said those Jewish people. They don't have an ounce of black Jew blood in their body.
Okay.
That's just like if you and your family live in one area and Michael and his family decided to come in there and take over.
Uh-huh.
And I said, hey, well, you know, I'm at a crossroads right now. I really need to be somebody else because who I am is not good for my image. So I'm going to be Joe's family.
Okay.
That's how that went down, believe it or not. Those people, you don't read the Bible. The Bible distinctly says that these people that were the Jews were black. It distinctly shows all of it. So how do you get these Greeks claiming to be black people?
So what you asking me for?
Hell with what they had
yesterday.
You the one brought up the goddamn. Oh, well, the Jews say this, and the Jews and the Arabs say this. Who cares?
The Jews and the Arabs. I don't even remember saying anything like that.
You said that, asshole. You said that. I also remember early in the show yesterday too. I wanted to definitely come in on this part. Now, you were saying something about, you know, all of you guys been knowing each other for all these years. You normally dance together and meet up at the same place or whatever. It's just the same people that you meet at the Y every day, the shuffleboard club.
or where you go for the Gold's Gay Gym. Yeah.
Oh, All right. Okay.
Right, I understand what he's saying. You know, he's got to go there on the fly. Sure.
Yeah. Well, you have to admit, Joe, you did call him out yesterday. He just couldn't get on.
Yeah.
What did I say about? Oh, I said something about it.
Yeah,
when I first got on, and I was waiting
for
him to come on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
oh,
you
then
do.
You had to go to Gold's Gym. Oh, I remember now. Yeah.
Yeah, you were sitting high.
I was waiting for you. Where the fuck were you?
I know. You were sitting high and I was working.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. You were sitting high in the saddle then. The saddle was bouncing all in your ass then. Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Y'all are hilarious.
I was waiting for you and I let it go. Here he is. He comes on and starts World War III with everybody. He can't let the shit go.
All right.
Hey,
everything from yesterday. Wait till tomorrow. He's going to talk about today.
All right. Since we have caught up from the weekend from last week, we good now.
We caught up now.
So let's go on and get on with the get on for the day. Let's talk about this thing called What Role Do Men Play in Divorce? Okay. Mm. All right. Because we all know there's many articles, blogs, whatever, you know, that give men advice on what to do after a divorce, you know. this, you have to do this, you have to do that. But there's not many that gives advice to men how to help them avoid divorce. You know what I mean? Not just for a man. Not just for a man. Well, today we're going to look at that. Today, that's what we're talking about. We're going to look at what role men play in the creation of a divorce, you know, both before and after. And, of course, we know 70% of women file for a divorce. Why is that? Why is that? What are we doing as men that's causing these 70% of women to say, I don't want to be married to him no more? What the hell is wrong
with
him?
Let me tell you again.
Uh-oh.
Women demand so much. You may feel the needs of their demands, and then guess what? They have another list of demands.
Mm-hmm.
A man just wants a simple woman to ride or die with them. You know, cook. You know, maybe clean. You know, and if all else fails, you know, make sure that, you know, you look presentable. You know? But see, women, like, remember that last call? Oh, actually, I think it was your relative, Eric.
Oh.
She started demanding.
And she demanded.
And I don't mean to put her down, but as you can see, she's single for a reason.
Hey, Goofy, how about you say what you say and stop kissing his ass? I don't mean to put her down. Say what you're saying.
No, I'm just being respectful for him, you know, because I wouldn't want nobody.
Cut it out, Lo. Every time you talk to somebody, you say,
I don't mean to be offensive, but
you know that's not me. No, but what I'm saying
I'm being respectful. Now, if it was some broad off the street, I'd be calling her bitch and all this other crap. But see, since it's related to Eric, I have to be a man and respect that.
You pretty much said that when you said, well, that's why she's still single in the first place.
So, well, listen, Lo, listen. Let him, Goofy, talk like yourself. Don't be Lo's image. Let him be talk himself bad and stop cutting him off. Go away, Goofy. He's not going to be your image.
Okay, can we get back? Can we get back to what we're talking about, please? Okay,
but
go
no,
ahead,
for real, but seriously, women are very demanding, and that goes throughout fucking all women, not just black women or not Mexicans. No, all fucking women. Unless you got yourself a little nerd that grew up in the library that doesn't really want anything in life but a good man, then you have a good woman. But until then, you have these women that see, you know, they want this, they want that, they want this. But unfortunately, they're too lazy to go get it. So they want to get a man to help them go get what they need. And that's sad. It's really sad.
That's not a fact.
There's no morals in America. That is a fact.
That's not a fact, man.
That is a very fact, Lo.
Get
I don't know what you be doing out there, Lo, but out here, this is what really goes down.
Get a towel
really
and some of this game I'm about to give you real fast, young man. Just
get a
towel. Get a towel and soak up some of this game I'm about to give you. It's real simple.
Oh, good.
Like
okay,
I said
come
before.
Come on, Floyd Money Mayweather. Come on.
Like I said before, you start out and you lay all your cards on the table and you don't deviate from that. You don't go in there saying, well, hey, yeah, I'm big money Johnny. You know, darling, help. Let me buy you roses every day. You don't go in there with that mindset if that's not who you are. You don't go in there with this lie on your tongue and you got the truth in the back of your mouth just fighting to get out. Oh, yeah, I love watching Lifetime. Oh, yeah, I love going to the park. Oh, yeah, I love bike riding. All of that just to get some ass or just to get a woman that's cute or whatever. And you don't care about any of those things. You go in there with the truth in your face, man. You go in there, and if this is somebody that you are looking to build a future with, off top, hey, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I am bringing to the table. And this is what I would expect for my mate to bring to the table. You know, this is where we stand right now. So what are we going to do to get where we are trying, not just where I'm trying to go, where we're trying to go together? Doesn't have anything to do with, you know, if you allow
a woman or a man to be so
Lo, were you living in the 50s, brother? Because this is what people did back in the day, man.
That's for sure.
Serious.
I know. Fucking Lo's in Twilight Zone.
Come on, man. I'm serious.
Hey, man.
Women are so demanding.
Hey.
This is why that they always are divorcing.
Well,
seriously.
Hey.
Both of you got good points, but both of you are on different sides of the fence. What Lo's talking about.
I agree with that.
Yeah, but what Lo's talking about makes sense because before you enter a relationship, especially if you're going to be very, very deep into it, you put your boundaries out there and you make sure that everybody understands it. What Goofy's talking about has nothing to do with that. What Goofy's saying is that most women in general, regardless of whether you're an authentic man, inauthentic man, a person who's going to put your boundaries out there or a person who's not going to put your boundaries out there, they are by their, well, I don't know about DNA, but certainly because of the environment of the United States, they are always demanding. You've got to shut it down, but that doesn't mean they aren't demanding.
Okay, so basically, okay, let me see if I get this right. Basically, what you're saying is men, are we going with false expectations, and in order, you know, before we, you know, get, I guess, for
no,
us
we
to have
don't.
A,
women do.
Oh,
you
women.
You don't have the extra. Goofy said it. We're pretty simple people as a gender. What do we want? We want a reasonably attractive woman, a woman who presents herself well, a woman who can cook, which it doesn't happen anymore, which is kind of fucking stupid.
How can you put something like people having false expectations on another individual on women? That's the problem. I'm Joe, listen to what you're saying. Oh, women do. We don't. So many men
right.
have false expectations. What the fuck are you talking
right.
about? And
so
I want
to
say something
else.
I was quiet for a while. When you talk
right,
about the statistics, 70% of women, that may be true, but
well,
I tell you, a lot of times, I'm
true.
Oh, shut the...
Stop.
I'm quiet, yo.
Hold up.
Well, you know what? Everybody hold up. Let me bring Ebony in. Let's get a female version of
this. Here we go. Well, what happened to Michael? That Michael's talking right now.
Well, Michael said he's going to be quiet, so he'll be back. All right. Hello, Miss Ebony. How
you
doing?
You know how
about?
She's entering
I'm
in at
good.
The right
Hi,
time.
Hi, guys.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
Hello, Ebony. How you doing, beautiful?
Oh, jeez.
Good.
Hey, Ebony, spread your butt out because she wants to kiss it real good.
Oh, Lord.
Come on now. Oh, Michael, Joe, are you on drugs? What's your problem?
Yeah, I am on drugs.
Yeah, sounds like it. Okay.
Yeah,
hi, guys. How you doing? Actually, I actually called in to learn, you know, what it is that you guys do. You know, what is the role that you play in divorce? Because a lot of the times, all I've heard is a lot of, sort of a little bit of whinging there, you know, about, you know, how women can be. Now, you know how women can be, so that's an old story. So, why don't you get to the crux of the matter? What is it? What is the role that you guys play? What are you doing wrong? And why do we have to divorce you guys? You know, why do we have
to?
We do the same things that y'all do wrong. I guarantee you, if you mention us, it's the same thing women do, but they may do it in a different way. It's the same thing. It's really no gender.
Okay, but we're talking right now. You know, I understand what everybody's saying, but we're talking in generalizations. Okay, now what I want to do is talk specifics. You understand?
Yeah.
Specifics. What do we as men do? What do we as men do?
Well, I can tell you out the muscle, man. See, first, you don't start out with somebody that you know, you meet this woman and everything that she has to say Tiffany on it or Prada or this or that. And I'm serious. I mean, you start out like that, she is going to expect for that to keep going on. And if that's not something that you can do, then you already starting out wrong. That's just one aspect.
Exactly. And if you expect her to keep her shape exactly the way it was before they have kids, you may be having false expectations. You may be having problems because it goes both ways. So that sometimes when you talk about men,
Michael,
we can do that.
Why
what do you mean by Michael?
Talking, dog? I'm talking about men doing this shit. That's what I'm talking about. You go out and everything you buy has to have Tiffany on it for her or Chanel net on that $500 purses and all of this.
Wait,
and when you can't do this stuff anymore.
Mike,
I hear what he's saying. you know.
You done that great.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. I think, I don't know, but I was, the person who just made that point, I think that's a very good point.
You know, Lowe made that point.
All right, Lowe.
Yeah, he finally made a point.
Yeah, get your towel because he's throwing out games.
Hello, I'm
I don't
muted.
Need a towel.
I'm muted.
Who's,
no, you're not muted, man.
Lowe. I think you may turn your radio down a little bit or move away. I
hear
exactly,
man. You want to hear your voice too much. Shut the hell up.
All right.
Because you want to hear his voice.
Okay. Anyway. All right.
One AM stuff.
Basically, what Lowe says, we as men, we contribute to divorce because we go in and we set a standard that we know we cannot continue.
Right.
So when we start falling off by the side, you know, the woman is looking at us like, that's not how you got me.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm
saying?
So what happened?
Now, where did that stem from? Now, I want to talk to Lowe. Well, I'm not just talking to Lowe, but now, where, if you say men do that, Lowe, you're talking all this crap, let's go deeper. Let's go to the root because you're using terminology. Where does that stem from? Where do men get that from? How is it developed that a man says, I got to show this woman that I got a lot of money, I got bling bling, I got this, I got that? Where does it stem from?
That's an ideology to me.
Okay, now listen. Now, let's talk about what ideology would that person be having. Let's start talking.
Yeah, Lowe.
The man is the number one provider. He makes more money. Some people some religious people that you're talking about, the bling bling, they do the same thing. People go to church, so we're just not talking about non-religious people. Okay, that the man has to do more. The man has to be the leader. I got to have more. They get that from their old traditions. And I'm saying you, Lowe, saying that men must change, and I agree with you, Lowe, they're going to have to change their mind, and we can't go on the old concepts, Lowe. That's where they're getting it from.
Look, Michael.
Because
okay,
it's a role. That man is
trying
to play a superior role.
Michael, I understand what you're saying. Now, just because, I understand what you're saying, and I'm going to break it on down to you real fast. Now, I understand that you're saying, where do men get, and basically what you're saying is because of the old traditions, basically the Bible, whatever, it says the man has to do so and so. No, what it says is the man is the head of his house. It doesn't say a man has to go out there and buy up the world to please a woman. That's not what it says, especially if you're out of Florida.
He's
the head provider, right?
Right, exactly. Listen, what I'm saying is the concept is what? Listen, you're not listening to yourself. Listen to the concept. If you have the concept that the man is the number one, that means he's going to get, he got to have money, he got to have more, he has to have control. And I'm letting you know, Lowe, I hear you what you said. When a man says he has that and he does that, he's doing it for control. He's doing it so the woman can go, so he can have control over it. So it's a false illusion.
I don't think you necessarily.
It's showing that I have money, I'm in control, I pay the cost to be the motherfucking boss.
It's
that's
not
how
just
it is.
That's a good one, Michael.
I can tell you this. I can tell you, I got a homeboy right now. Everything he do is going to be Macy's or Chanel, this, that, whatever. And this came just because his dad had his own medical company, and when he grew up, you know, his daddy would never just give him money or whatever, but his mama would always give him them cards and let him go buy what he wants to. And he said, shit, bro, right now I'm 36 years old and I'm still paying $400 for jeans just for me, you know. So, I mean, this is just what I do, you know. It don't have anything to do with anything anybody else. My daddy ain't never lived his life, you know. But this is shit, this the way I ran, you know. And that's the way the dude bring it. And real talk, that's how he bring it. And his gal, hey, she stay fly too. So, you know, that's how it is to have anything to do with tradition or any of that.
So, Ebony, what do you think men do to contribute to the divorce? You've been divorced.
Yeah. Well, I think most of the time, you know, sometimes it's about the cheating. Why women will get up and leave you, you know, the lies.
Okay.
Normally it's the lies that are the basis of it. If you know, if you can set yourself up right to give women an expectation that somehow they're going to have a high life and maybe you don't live up to that. But I don't think anybody will hold you too tightly to anything. If you've got, if you have a joint arrangement, they can see when the money goes and they can see when you can't afford a lifestyle. So, you know, I guess if people decide they want to get divorced on that basis, that probably would be a little bit shallow of the ladies, okay? So I don't know if women really would do that. But for me, you know, I think the biggest reason may be if you're a liar and a cheat. That's
what
you behind.
All right, and I'm going to agree with Lo, because if a man, and this is probably what Michael's saying too, if a man is making $50,000 a year and he's going to try to set himself up as a person who's doing $80,000 a year, he's setting himself and that relationship up for failure by presenting a false image. He should not do that.
And I'll go this far too, you know. And I'm going to say this, and Ebony, excuse me for saying it like this, but he should also...
Oh, come on, why don't you say it like a man?
I'm always going to say it like a man. I was just saying that he should also learn to keep his dick in his pants, too.
Oh,
you
got to
fuck everything out there. You know, it's one thing that, hey, you know, everybody going to get their little look and say, damn, and go head on. But after that, you got to double back and try to find out what a chick work at or what she do or whatever the case may be and all this and all that. You wasn't ready for what you was into right now. You wasn't ready
That's
for what
true.
You right now.
Okay, hold on. Let me bring somebody else in. Let me bring somebody else in here. All right, 1-1-1, you're on the air. Thank you for joining us. Who are you? What you doing? How you doing today? Happy Wednesday to you. Talk to me.
Happy Wednesday. It's Attorney Liz. How are you?
Well, Attorney Liz, how are you?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I got the email. I'm sorry I couldn't log on earlier. I've been busy today. But I've been listening to what you're talking about. And, you know, I think really what happens is at some point the men figure they're not making the women happy. And a lot of that's because the women don't know what makes them happy. And once they can't make the women happy, they kind of give up. And then they'll self-sabotage by doing things like having an affair or checking out, things like that. And, you know, men want to make women happy. They want to be admired. And women, they want to be adored. And when the men give up, the women don't feel adored, then they see there's another woman in there and they're ready to go. But I do agree that it is mostly women that file for divorce, but a lot of times it is the marriage has been long over by the time they file for divorce.
See, that statistic, a lot of time when that happens, it depends on sometimes when, like you say, the marriage is over and depends on who beats each other down to the courthouse. And usually women, they go ahead and take administration stuff. Men, we, you know, doing other things and what have you. But, see, when you depend on something for your happiness, you'll never be happy. You'll always be striving. So you're going to have to, before you get married, you should be you should have some inner peace before no one can make you happy. If you try and depend on something outside yourself to make you happy, you will always be unhappy. Because
that's exactly right.
Outside yourself will always fail. You'll always get unhappy, and it will never last. So before you even talk about marriage, you got to be happy with yourself. Nothing can make you happy.
Wait a minute, Michael, you're saying happy with yourself or happy?
Happy with yourself, okay. Because nothing else can make you happy.
Well, I disagree.
Well, it's a false illusion, because guess what? Then you're going to get that. Once you get that, then you're going
to.
Well, yeah, because once you get that, then you're going to be getting something else, and then something else.
Okay. Here's my thing. Without being married, you can find contentment. I think within a marriage or within a very good relationship, you can find fulfillment. And I think that other person helps to create the kind of atmosphere which makes you happy. I think you should be happy with yourself. You should be very, very self-contented with yourself. The thing is, though, is that unless you actually have somebody to share with on a very, very large scale, you don't find fulfillment.
Well, and that would be if both parties are supportive of each other.
Yeah.
A lot of times you have situations, especially, you know, when women grow up, you'll get married and live happily ever after. They think that happiness will be automatic and the husband will just bring it without them even knowing what makes them happy. So they're expecting happiness to come from the outside, not from the inside, and then they become resentful when they're not automatically happy. And instead, they have to know what in life makes them happy, be vulnerable enough to let their spouse know that, and mm-hmm. then both of them support each other in what they want in life.
Well, okay, let me ask you a question
Before you go, Attorney Liz, I'm hearing what you're saying. So, as men, do we have a, I guess, what question am I having? Do we have a requirement, or should we ask our mate, basically, you know, do you know what makes you happy? What makes you happy? And,
yeah, but you know what? A lot of women will lie. They'll just mutate to be whatever they think you want to hear.
Yeah.
And if you're facing that sort of situation, then you know the woman doesn't know how to be happy.
Hey, Attorney Liz, can I ask you a question? We were talking about this happier thing.
Wait a minute, Michael.
Okay.
Because Joe was in line. Go ahead, Joe.
I wanted to talk,
but I mean, nobody's listening to me. But
well,
well,
I'll be at the Goofy. I'll be at the Goofy.
Okay.
No, that's okay, okay, Michael. I'll wait
okay.
after you.
In case people forgot, Liz is an attorney who deals with divorce issues. So she has a pretty unique
right.
perspective on both sides of the gender aisle. So what I wanted to ask you, Liz, who do you think has the most unrealistic expectations out of a marriage? Generally, do you think it's the husband or the wife?
I think in most cases, and you guys are going to love this, I think it's the wife.
There you go.
I think it's just the way society raises girls.
That's true.
You know, I just think that they're raised to think that happiness comes from the outside in fairy tales and that they have no responsibility for their own happiness.
Men are
very willing to try and make a woman happy if they know what makes them happy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You ought to come on more often, Liz.
Mm. Okay, so Joe, what's your point, man? I mean, we here to talk about the men.
Because you, yeah, that's right. But the
I'm
men, yeah, but if you want to start talking about the men, you have to talk about the real issue. And if the real issue is not the man, then you can't talk about him.
Well, the problem is that when we're talking about relationships, we never can talk about men and women. We're gonna have to talk about how people treat each other. That's where we need to start and stop putting the blame at men and women. We should stop doing that. But Liz, I have to ask you a question. If you're in a happy relationship, do you feel that you should sit down, if you consider you're in a happy relationship, do you think you should consider sitting down and say, how can I make this relationship happier?
Well, not necessarily. I think what you need to do is take a look at your communication. And if the two of you are talking about how to fix problems together without blame or regret and looking back, and instead you're looking forward on how we can fix this problem together, that's good communication. If instead the spouses are fighting and talking about whose fault it is, it's heading in the wrong direction.
Right, but I'm just saying, some people say if you're in a happy relationship, you should sit down at some point and say, well, how can we make this better or happier? I'm just saying,
if you're happy,
there's no getting better. You're just happy. Because if you're trying to get better, there's a conflict.
He's trying to out-talk me. Now, Michael, before you misquote what I said, this is what
yep.
I said, Liz. I said,
okay.
Now, during a relationship, now, we all know relationships change, right? And sometimes
yeah.
we become complacent. So what is wrong is sitting down with your spouse, you know, y'all set aside some us time, and sit down and ask, baby, is there anything I can do to make our relationship better? You know, because you may be slipping a little bit, and, you know, as you say, sometimes communication has fallen off. So this is the time for y'all to be open and honest, say, yeah, baby, well, you know, you've been doing this lately. I'm not feeling that, you know, and so forth and so on. So, but it might
well,
want to know.
Well, if there's really a problem, but if you say something like that and there's no problem, I think
mm-hmm.
that the other person's going to start getting insecure.
Exactly. Thank you. That's what I had to say.
I don't know why you don't come on the show that often. Thank you.
That's a fact. You need to start coming more. You need to start coming more. Facts. She spoke facts. Because we can clearly see it.
Okay, Liz, and and this is why I disagree with that right there. Because the dynamics of a relationship / marriage is always changing. So if you're not sitting, if you're not asking the other, or they not, y'all not communicating, trying to see what y'all can do to further advance your relationship, then you just sitting there in one spot and then nothing is progressing.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're having healthy communication, then you don't need to ask how should we make this better, because that implies it's not good enough. And maybe it's just the way you're saying it that I'm disagreeing. I think instead, if you're talking about, hey, you know, I came up with this idea, what do you think? Or, you know, we have this problem, how do we solve it? Or I want to take the relationship to the next level. I mean, it is a growing relationship, and there are different stages in life. It's
all
not
right,
going
to... So they don't see it.
It's raining outside, and they don't see it's raining outside. They want to go ahead and cover their eyes, Liz.
Well, I mean, I don't think if there's no problem, I don't think you need to say that the relationship.
It should run like water, gentlemen. That's what I want in my life. I want it to run like water, because if I feel it's a communication problem, I'm going to start communicating more. If I identify that, okay, Michael, right now I think you're not communicating, I'm just going to start communicating more. I'm just going to do it. It's going to run like water.
Just that easy, right? Just that easy.
That's what I'm saying. It
Michael.
Should be. This stuff should not be hard. Why are
Michael,
we making
let,
it complicated?
Michael, wait. Now, here's what I'm asking. You say, I'm not communicating. Okay, I'm going to start communicating more. How you going to communicate more when you don't know how you're not communicating? That's like
how would you like me to communicate? You don't need to look at blame in this, but
mean there's blame, Liz. What it is that I have the philosophy, and Eric has the same philosophy, where two people have to have the foundation where they are there to please the other people. Okay, you can put them as number one, or put them as number one and a half, put them very close together. But you have to please the other person. So when you're going along in a relationship, even if things are working out really nice, right, really cool, but you can say, you know what, I want to find out if maybe I can be a little bit better in bed. Maybe she has a certain meal that I haven't cooked for her. Or maybe she's feeling, well, you know what, I bought him a present last time. He was really good about it, but maybe I can buy him a different present. And they try to find out more about each other so that they can fulfill those little niches. As far as I'm concerned,
that's a little different than saying, how can I make this better? Because what you don't want to do is make the other side insecure.
Right.
So,
I just want to make my point. Okay, I'm at the low because he put me
just
on
mute. Just a quick little question. I mean, no, quick point. And you know, everybody keeps talking about, you don't want them to feel insecure. And fuck that. Just a quick little question. Now, let's say you have a guy that, he's a beer drinker. He likes to have him a beer when he get off work every day. And normally his lady don't bring it home when she come home. He always has to bring it himself. And if he asks her, and if she asks him one day, is there anything that you think that I could just do on a whim, you know, just to make you feel just a little bit better? I mean, I know things are great right now. And he says, well, hey, you know, every now and then when I come to the house, you know, it would be straight if you had me a beer in the refrigerator cool already, you know. That would really make my day. You know, this has nothing to do with insecurity and all of this and all of that. I understand exactly what Mr. Talker's talking about.
Yeah.
See, when you talk that insecurity stuff, you're talking about, well, hey, do we really have good sex? Or, I mean, you know, that's the insecure stuff. We're not talking about that. No,
yeah,
you,
how
you
was
you,
I
you,
today, baby? Yeah.
How was I? Yeah, that's the insecure crap.
But I just want to get my point off.
Yeah, but the women will lie, guys. Hate to tell you that.
Right. I just want to say something about what Mrs. Talk said when he muted me, and I wanted to make my point about communication. If I know, if I come to the listen, the answer is in your question. If you come to the realization, Mr. Talk, to yourself, not her.
All the way back over there.
That you, wow. Okay, man, I'm not even going to say nothing. You see how he just did?
Well, you're still on the air, Mike.
Okay. if you realize that you're not communicating with your, the answer's already there. It's not how I communicate with you better. It's what do I do to communicate? Just start communicating with her. If you know that yourself that you're not communicating with your just start communicating. That's all you got to do. It's no how. It's what do I need to do, and what you need to do is start communicating. Start opening up. It's just that easy. It's that complex. But you know what? We make shit complex because we got so much theories and shit in our fucking head.
Okay, Michael. You know what, Michael?
Facts, man. Man, relax. I ain't getting a divorce no more. I'm doing it right this time.
I
can't think like y'all.
Wait a minute. Who has a question?
Now, I do. Let's say that your lady occasionally receive flowers. And you don't know this.
You're breaking up, Lo.
You're breaking up.
And I'm so glad you're breaking up too, Lo. I'm so glad. It's not me. I'm so glad. I love technology right now.
I wanted to say something.
Go ahead, Ebony.
Yeah, I wanted to say that there's one aspect of relationships that maybe we haven't talked about, which is kind of unconditional love. You know, it's easy, I think, when you're in a marriage to have all these expectations and to love someone on condition that they bring me flowers, on condition that they do X or Y or Z. And, you know, life isn't like that. You know, things change, you know, over time. So the way that things may be at the beginning, you know, someone could get ill. You know, people don't stay the same, and you never know what the curveballs will be in the relationship. So I think the thing that probably is most important to me is who you see yourself, you know, how you see yourself and what your principles are and what your beliefs are and how strong you hold on to that. And do you have some integrity about yourself? Because, you know, those curveballs come, how we dodge them and how we deal with them will depend on who you are. And I think fundamentally that's what it goes back to. You know, what is the character?
Somebody making a sandwich.
I don't know. It sounds like it. I think you can do all these things that people, you know, like bring flowers or do this or, you know, communicate, you know, but essentially it's going to be about who that person is, you know, when the going gets tough. Not in the good times, in the bad times.
Right. That's gonna come if you have a very strong relationship. And it can start that way, but it's got to keep going. And if you've got good communication and you know that when times have gotten tough, the two of you have worked together and not bailed on each other or blamed each other, then you get more of a sense of this is unconditional love, something, you know, that you're family and you're always going to be family.
How does a good community? Okay, when we first got married, we were a good communicator. How did we suddenly stop becoming a good communicator? How did we stop becoming ourselves? Or was it we really wasn't a really good communicator? We were putting on the front when we were at the altar because something's going wrong. Why does when we get married we stop communicating? We
you
got communicating
about.
Are you asking a serious question or are you asking a rhetorical question?
Exactly.
I'm asking everybody this core question.
Okay. Well,
I think it's because you start talking about whose fault it is instead
exactly.
of talking about how to solve the problem.
I think it's because you don't do as much communicating is because before you got married and living together and all of this stuff, hey, you were doing all your own things and you still had time for yourself. And now that you're married, you're living in the same house, you accumulate the same bills, you're talking about your bills, you go to work, you get up, you go to sleep, you go to work, you get up, you go back to sleep, you go to work, and you get into a routine, and before you know it, the only thing on your mind is your routine.
Okay, so once again, it comes back to what I hear a lot
of
is communication. Now, here's the thing about that. So, you know, Michael say the communication should be flowing. Attorney Leah said the same thing. Here is my question to everyone. If this is the case and we have communication, Okay.
I understand what you're saying. Again.
No, you don't understand what I'm saying.
Why don't you just mute him sometime, damn it?
Why not just mute you sometime, damn it? Now be quiet. I'm talking. It's my show.
That's your boy, yo. A bias, I tell you. I'm listening, Mr. Charles. I just had
right, thank
all
you.
Right,
you. Anyway,
too,
see,
thank
you ain't
you.
Shut up yet, Michael. You haven't been, you haven't stopped talking yet. All right. Thank you. Now, as I was saying, here's the bottom line. Communication is fine. We talking. And as we get in a routine of our daily things, once again, our communication also gets in a routine. You know, honey, how was your day? Oh, fine, so, and that's it. Or what you want for dinner? I don't know. Well, whatever you feel like. What you feel like? I don't know, so. And it's the same thing over and over again. Right? Now, at the same time, everything is becoming complacent. Everything is just rolling as normal, you know, routine. But when do we make time for each other, as we say, to have that us time to where we can really see if, you know, our communication needs a little bit more work, or, you know, need to get a little bit more better in bed or what have you? Because we are creatures of habit. So,
I hear that.
If we fall into this routine over and over again, because we do, especially if kids are involved, we fall into routines because we are human and that's what we do. When do we have time to see how things are going in our relationship? Because now both of us are busy and no one is taking the time to say, look, we need
when you
to
start
sit down
feeling
and talk
it is when you do something about
thank
it.
Thank you, thank you. That's what I wanted to say. And exactly
now,
because
now,
guess
I,
what?
Yeah,
if you think that we need to do it, just go ahead and do something.
Michael.
Man,
all right, thank
she's
you.
Right.
Okay,
I wanted
thank
to say
you.
Something, Mr. Talk. I wanted to say okay. that, you know, that's
man,
good...
I might marry a lawyer next time.
Well, you know what? And I'll tell you guys, marriage counseling, when you feel like something like that, is a lot cheaper.
But I
than
hope she's not. But I hope she don't have an attitude like Mrs. Solution.
Okay.
I wanted to say before you go to marriage counseling, if you treat your marriage and relationships that have worked for me have been the ones where, you know, that you're almost treating it like a partnership. Or like, you know, if you were playing on a really great team, like a baseball or basketball team or whatever, right? As a member of that team, you see yourself as an investment. You know, you're part of a group, but your job is not just to play the best that you can be, but to be involved with the team and seeing what the team is doing even before the team does what it needs to do, okay? So you're always looking ahead, you're always creating, you're always thinking about how you can be even better the next time you go out, because your success is not about the last game, it's about the next game, right? So, all right?
I like that.
Yeah.
See that. What happened to Joey?
The last
Joey?
Game. The last game. Does
I'm right
not,
here.
The last game
oh,
does
okay.
not. All right. So
you know, Joey loves listening to her voice. He's going to be quiet.
I was going to say that if we work more as a team in our relationship, you know, really looking out for each other. And supporting each other and having, just like on a real team, little times when you get together, you have a little conversation about what's going on and how you want to move yourself forward or whatever. But you play a team game. That means looking after each other in every way. It works.
Well, that's what you've been saying that, and that's in accordance with what Eric has been saying, and that's in accordance with what I've been saying, and that's what it's in accordance with what Lo's been saying, is that you know, we may not call it team members, but we want to please the other person.
Well, we were talking about if you merge, you should already.
The thing is, though, I was under the impression, Mr. Talk,
I mean, when you're talking about when you're in
what
a marriage, the
world?
Pleasing part is, I mean, of course you're going to have respect, but when you're talking about pleasing is, like, I mean, what do you mean by pleasing them? It's going to run like a flow. Happiness is going to be one.
No,
it's not going to be an effort. It's like, when I'm in a marriage, we're going to be happy. It's not going to be like I'm going to have to. It's not going to feel like If I have a challenge in my marriage, that means something wrong. If I'm struggling to try to please her, there's something wrong.
Yeah, nobody's
we're not flowing like
struggling.
Water. There's a contradiction. There's chaos. There's a conflict.
It's like this. It's like this. You're happy.
I'm quiet, man. I'm just
like
quiet.
Thank you.
If I'm happy, you're happy. If I'm happy, you're happy. I don't have to make no big strides because the happy.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
It's happy, right?
Exactly right.
You're
talking about going. I gotta please. I gotta get you a red carpet. If that's you, you're gonna do it anyway, and it's gonna go flowing. Because we're trying to get man.
But look. Now, I mean, I understand that, but Liz has told us that women will lie.
And men do, too.
Shut up, Michael, now, damn it. I'm sorry to tell you shut up, but, you're jumping in too often now. Come on.
Okay.
Now, what I'm trying to say is, if that is the case, and we are trying to please this woman, but yet she won't tell us the truth about what makes what we are doing, then as men we're being set up. Then you understand what I'm saying? Because we're trying to please something or someone that really don't know what they want. So no matter what we do, they're not going to be happy.
But
sometimes you have to push the issue. Sit down and have that talk.
Okay. Well, like I said before, if she has a problem with me and I have to go to her to see what my problem is, we have a communication problem. Something ain't wrong. We're not even going to talk about my problem. We're going to talk about has a problem with me, she's going to let me know. I'm not going to have to come to her.
Maybe,
but I'm letting you know, if I go and I take a Southside entity to try to make her happy, I'm going to turn
Michael.
Her into that whiner that Lowe doesn't want.
Michael.
She got her mouth poked out.
I'll give you an example, Michael. Let's say she comes to you. She's come to you often with suggestions or things like that. And then you go into one of your just like you do on a show, you go into, well, what do you mean? You can't define me. Or that's contradictory.
Man,
or what, after, listen,
you're trying to
listen.
Visualize me. I'm not like this in a relationship, bro.
You listen, man. I'm just using it as an example.
Okay.
Now, what happens after that, eventually she's not going to come to you. And if you ask her something, she's going to give you a short, quick answer that she thinks is going to appease you. And then she's going to go on about her merry way. So now you're thinking everything is fine. But she's going on, and she may be talking to her girlfriends or whatever about, I really can't talk to me, blah, 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 blah. But you're still thinking that your communication is great, your marriage is great, and everything is fine, when in actuality it is not. That's
right.
Why I say you have to have that time to sit down and really talk, listen, and understand what each other is saying to make your relationship better. And as men, a lot of times, we don't get that.
Mm. So
that's
you're not getting
good
it.
Point.
Okay,
so,
I will not. No. Okay, can I say something? He asked me a question. See, the problem is.
He asked you shit.
See, well, the problem is that I already know we have a. I'm not thinking that we have a good communication problem, and we in actuality we don't. Because if she comes to me and she says, "Michael, you do this and you do that," and you said, "I go on my tantrums," okay, we haven't resolved this situation. We're still in conflict. So then you said that we're going to go after that, we're going to go and she's going to be quiet. Well, she's right now, she's in a relationship right now. We're at a halt. We're not happy. There's no pretending because we haven't solved that conflict. If she comes to me and she addressed the situation, yes, I'm supposed to say, okay, what's going on, this and that, and okay, we'll talk about it. Especially if she's talking about that I have to change something that I'm doing, I have to change for her. Yes, we're going to talk about it, and vice versa. But it's going to come naturally. You do it instantly. What I'm saying is you don't hold that in. It's not going to be a special time that you're going to meet down and sit down. It's going to evolve. That's all I'm saying. And it's not going to have arguments like that. That's all I'm saying, man. You should have told me when that happened.
I'll throw something at you then, Michael. Matter of fact, I'm going to throw it at everybody. I want everybody else. Now, what happens in the scenario that the man, he come quick, and she don't ever say anything about it, and he thinks everything is fine? What happens then?
Good point.
She's not a good communicator. Listen, she's telling her girlfriends, man, I'm so tired, I don't know what to do. Like, you know, I'm trying to work with him or whatever. But so what happens then?
Well, first of all, she's not. I'll let the ladies talk. I ain't go with
it. No, I was going to ask Joe the question, but okay. No, let's pass on that.
Trying to imply my libido is still lost somewhere?
No.
Joe is an expert. Yeah, ask Joe. He's an expert.
Okay, well, no.
I'm quite sure he's been through that crisis before.
I was going to say.
Yes, exactly. You got a PhD in that.
It was a joke.
I'm serious. What happens, though?
You charge $250 an hour to get rid of it.
What happens?
What happens?
Why are you waiting for a woman to tell you about something that is about your body? Okay.
You already know you come quick. I'm sorry.
Wait, Mike, are you supposed
to keep quiet or what?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you have, okay, let's say you normally go, like, 7-8 minutes and you think, oh, yeah, that's good. That was great. And she's like, mm-hmm, yeah, it was. And in the back of her mind, you know, that's the wrong woman.
She knows that it ain't right, okay?
Exactly.
You're a grown-ass man and a woman.
Wait a minute.
Exactly. Keep it real. Yes, she's keeping it real. We know that, yo. We know we want to go longer.
Man,
y'all not keeping it real, yo. Look, take that men title off your head and keep real for a minute. And, Lo, you know this for a fact. That's why I was like, come on. All right, man.
A woman can turn around and say to you, look, that was good, honey. Or she can say, that was good. Now, you know, when you know the difference, right? You can tell by her body language. You can tell by the way she's expressing. You can tell if a woman's had a good time with you or if she's saying, okay, all right, I'm settling for whatever's happening here tonight. Okay? So, you know, put on the hat of reality and know yourself and be real with yourself. And most of the time it is that people don't want to be real with themselves or honest about what they're delivering. If you're not delivering it, I don't need to tell you you're not delivering it because you will know you're not delivering it.
Hold up there, Ebony.
And I'm going to speak facts, Ebony, like you said.
You've talked about
Can the other woman answer first, man? Can the other woman answer first?
Oh, Ebony's still, I mean, Liz is still here? No, she's gone. She had to get back to work.
Oh, all
right. Okay. You're hoping that I won't.
I like Liz.
But you have some guys that doesn't have as much experience with women, though, you know. So I'm just throwing that out
right.
there, too.
Right. What if 21, 22?
You're ready for marriage, and that's why people, even before they get married, and I'm saying this seriously, you both go sit down with a marriage counselor and talk about all the things that come up in marriage. And one of them is about changes in your sexual behavior and how you deal with that. And the truth is, right, it does change. It, you know, when you're young, you're knocking it out, you know, 20,000 times. As you get older, men and women, things start to change, all right? Normally, people don't want to address the changes or be honest about the changes, but we all know when our bodies are not operating the way that they used to operate, okay? So nowadays, you're very lucky. You can go get yourself a little Viagra or whatever you need to do to boost it up, but you know when it's not.
I think the idea, Ebony, about premarital counseling is a good one.
But if you're 21, 22, and you think you're a stud, and the girl, as Liz said, if the girl just doesn't want to hurt your feelings or she's lying and she doesn't really know what you want, she may not tell the guy that, yet it's her responsibility to let the guy know what's going on because he cannot divine her he's not telepathic. He can't divine her thoughts. It's up to
her. Let me tell you something, sir. When a man knows himself, even if he's a 3-minute lover, he knows that sometimes
he doesn't.
Listen to me. Most men, I don't know about you.
Excluding you, listen.
No, because you know why you want to cut me off. Like Ebony said, and she's speaking of
facts.
Mike, I wish I had the electrodes right here.
I know, because you don't want to listen to facts.
I wish I could.
Like Ebony
I
says, she's speaking of facts. A man
wherever.
Knows if he's having the sex on a regular basis, he knows himself when he knows he's
Mike,
coming
you
to
say
quit
it, but it's
himself.
Not true.
He knows that he want to go longer, even does he do it, so he
oh,
knows he has a fucking problem.
Well,
what the fuck
yeah,
are you
there
talking
are men
about?
Who are 21, 22 who don't know themselves. Did you know yourself
you
at
mean?
21 and 22?
What
you
do you
knew
mean?
You were a stud?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And let me tell you one thing. When I first had my, I wish I would have went longer. So I already knew I had a problem.
Oh,
and guess what? And guess what? I learned how to fix it, like we most men do, brother, because we don't normally have it. When we're young, we're going to be three-minute lover. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm speaking fact. Don't
I
play no games on this phone.
You're speaking actuality.
Exactly.
Blah, 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 blah.
Look, ask any man, when we first started having sex, we came quick and we learned how
and
to develop
are,
it to go longer, and I'm letting you know we knew
Michael,
that
Michael,
was
Michael,
what
Michael,
what are you talking about? I'm keeping
say,
real.
When you're 21,
watch.
You shouldn't anyway. I wouldn't be saying to any 21-year-old, go look for marriage at 21, because 21 up to about 28 even, you guys are still out there, you know, doing your stuff and practicing.
Yeah, there are a lot of
right?
people
Yo, I'm not saying a 21-year-old is going to do something about it, but a 21-year-old knows that.
Ain't nobody saying nothing.
Can you put him on, like, an island or something?
About okay. good and damn time.
Jesus Christ.
I was just going to say 21, okay? You're still out there experimenting and getting to know yourself as a man or even as a woman, okay? So it's probably not that ideal time, but people do go into relationships at that time. And you pretty much do. You work it out over time. You know, if you've been with someone from you young, you do. You work it out, and it gets longer, and it gets better, and all the rest of it. But what I'm saying is everybody knows when they have a problem or something that isn't working for themselves. And I'm saying when you're the one that may be operating in a way that you think might not be working for your partner, then it's for you to bring the conversation. Don't expect that the woman's not. She's not going to want to burst your ego, right? Because we're always worried about the ego, because men have the ego and have the issue with maybe not being able to hear some things that maybe Perth would know about them. So when you as a guy come to me and you say, look, hey, you know, my ego's a little bit low, was that okay for you? But, you know, actually as a more mature woman, I would be, okay, that's great, we can talk about it. Okay, what can we do, blah, blah, blah. But someone else conversation with you because
all
you're
right, Michael. No, who's
our
moving?
Problem. You gotta open up your problem too. No woman's a doctor.
Oh, give it up, will you?
No woman's a
no
doctor.
No woman's a doctor.
That's a
Jesus Christ. Hey.
All right, so basically what you're saying, we let our egos get in the way, basically what you're saying.
So when you're saying that you're waiting for a woman to tell you that there's a problem, it's because maybe, you know, your ego is so big that you don't want to acknowledge that something that you're doing may not be right. And sometimes it's those open conversations that help you to grow in the relationship with that woman. Someone permission to be honest with you, and you have to be able to hear what's said. So if you ask me, is my 3-minute business okay, and I tell you she's not okay, then you need to be able to accept that and see how you might be able to change that. So some people sometimes want to hear the answer because they don't think they can fix the problem.
Okay, you know, we used to, I hate to cut you off, I didn't mean to cut you off, but, you know, we used to have a saying in the military, I know in my platoon anyway, and it was, before you present a problem, you know, make sure you've got a solution to go with it.
Exactly.
So you know, if she, hopefully, I know this is a long shot, but hopefully she done thought of some ways to make it better. I don't know why we on this anyway, but, you know,
that's
any problem, though, in the relationship. Somebody, before, just don't bring the problem.
Think about
you know what I'm
solution.
Saying? Mm. Hopefully you have a solution to go with the problem.
No, you can't do that, Eric.
No,
Eric,
you can't do that. That
no,
is wrong.
No, because the woman, they... No. Don't present a problem to the woman. That's not her job because of the male ego. Hmm.
Oh, That's what it is. The ego is
She doesn't want to talk to him because,
but,
you know, open communication.
We can get around that, Joe. We can get around
that.
Because
open communication might be against her religion, you understand.
Because, no, Joe.
you know? Because of the male ego. You know, yeah, baby, your 3 minutes are just fine, but I'd rather you go for 6 or 7 if you don't mind.
Hold on. You can present it a different way. You could say, honey, you need to take a little bit more time, right, with getting you so excited. Okay, so what you might want to do is to...
Did y'all unmute the truth? Oh, okay.
is he back?
Okay. He unmuted the truth. I'm listening to you, Ebony. I just wanted to make sure.
I was just saying, okay, if a guy has a problem, what he could do is to help the woman, help the woman to navigate through the problem. So you can say, like, it's not a big problem, but, hey, you're 3 minutes, right? You want to last a bit longer. So maybe you might say there's certain things she does may trigger you off quicker than you want to go, okay? So maybe you want to say, well, you know what? Take time with doing that. Don't touch me there. So please don't be doing that. You know, let's take a bit more time doing some foreplay, whatever. You can suggest stuff that helps the situation, right?
Yeah, but you weren't, how come you weren't saying that a few minutes ago? You were saying, well, you know, the girl really shouldn't, and it's, you know, if the guy knows and the girl's going to keep quiet, and now all of a sudden you got a suggestion to put.
I'm saying you can own up to your problem, but we were talking about solutions. Have some solutions.
Ebony, what do you think is how long of a time should a man go before he comes, and within that time,
okay,
the woman is satisfied?
Man, that's personal.
I'm asking her as a woman.
You don't have to protect her.
She's a grown woman.
But that's
listen.
Personal. As a woman, isn't she going to be just speaking for herself?
No, she doesn't necessarily.
Okay, now, Michael. As I said before, wait a minute, Joe. We way off now. Okay.
Well, you can't ask that.
No, we done flew way over the edge.
Wait a minute. If she asked us, how long do you think it would take for you to satisfy a man? We would answer that question. I mean, to satisfy her.
Realistically, Mr. Talk, we've been off topic for a while now. We were kind of still there, but
now we done got the sexual parts of it. And what does that have to do with, I guess this does roll into the man you having a problem and causing a divorce, huh?
She'll wind up cheating, and I got some partners that ain't holding stuff. I've talked to dudes before, and you know, even with that foreplay shit, they throw that load fast. Some guys that I, and you know, one guy in particular, he didn't know that his old lady was having problems with him like that because we would always hang out. And, you know, the guys would be in one room and the women in the other room. And so they was talking, and somebody had asked my old lady, well, hey, how about you tell us some of your secrets or whatever? And my old lady, she like, you know, I don't get around like that. You know, ain't none of y'all bitches' business. And the dude whose house we was at, his old lady was like, well, I'll go ahead and say it. It's always the same thing every fucking time.
Oh, God.
She put it out there like that, and you know, he don't know any different right now. Matter of fact, I was talking to him when he and I used to converse, and he said that like she get off at a certain time, and her phone would either ring and she would answer from the same number, or she would call the same number every day when she's on her way home from work. And she would hang up maybe like three, five minutes before she gets to the house. And he don't know whose phone number that is. So, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
All right. And I'll throw the disclaimer out there. It ain't in no low because my shit together. So don't think it's me.
Of course. Yeah, naturally.
Yeah, everything's happy. Everything is wonderful.
Man.
Happy, joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Yeah, either one of y'all dudes married to me, so y'all don't know what the hell I'm working
with. No, I would never judge nobody's marriage because that's not for me to do. I would never do nobody, and nobody should never judge mine because that's personal. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm just saying.
I would
you know,
never do no shit
went
like
and,
that.
She went and put it out there because, you know, she couldn't tell him. She couldn't talk to him about it, you know. And so,
yeah, but why did she have to make it public?
Well, this was like the girls talking, you know.
No, that's disgusting. That's out of order. That's disrespectful. The person in your life, come on. Because if she couldn't tell him, look, hey, you're not delivering it. Are you telling a bunch of women?
Okay, so now that's definitely a lack of communication then.
Yeah, that's
right.
Sure.
But he's walking around. But he's walking around thinking everything is fine.
Mm-hmm. No, that's
because they on the outside looking in, their life is very great because they both have great careers and everything, and so you know they have nice stuff or whatever, and you know these are the things that he thinks, I'm assuming, you know, and she just stuck there because they got like three kids, so that's what I see. Yeah, that's what I see, you know. And then, at the same token, he is one of those guys that says, well, you know, it's certain things, and you guys all know what I'm talking about.
Well, it's certain things I ain't putting my mouth on.
You know, I don't give a damn what she thinks. And so, you know, he's one of those guys that'll publicly say this.
Wow.
You know. Yeah.
Let me ask you about this guy. Does he have the kind of ego where she feels if she approaches him that he's going to get all kinds of defensive, or is he the kind of guy that can actually take some constructive criticism?
That was my next question.
Good. Now, you know what? I'll say it like this. I think that would probably he'd probably take offense to that.
Well, you know what? Sometimes oral sex is a game changer for some men. Because some women don't like it. I mean, that's something that you need to discuss before. But, before you get married, I mean, some people believe in not having premarital sex. But, you know, whether you do or whether you're not, that's something that needs to be discussed.
Okay, what percentage would you say, just off the top of our heads, would you say that divorces are caused because men don't like to perform oral sex? Or just aren't performing in the bedroom, period?
Oh, no, I can't make... I'm not even going to comment on that statement, because that's... No, I'm not... I'm not even going to go into that.
Maybe 35%.
Okay.
Maybe.
I mean, because we already know 70% of women file for divorce. Okay, so we got that number, 70%. Out of that 70%, how many you think because they're not satisfied in the bedroom?
I say half.
Maybe half. Yeah.
Okay.
I say half of that too.
Well, I know most people. It's only like 15% of the people that they say that women. Most women have not reached their maximum orgasms. Most men. Most women.
Well, you know, Michael.
Most men have porno sex. They learn.
Okay,
most
look.
Men learn having sex from pornos, and porno only lasts, 30 something minutes?
Okay.
And women don't be, you know what I mean? They haven't missed admit that multiple.
30 goddamn minutes is pretty good.
I'm talking about for women to meet her max, her climax. I'm trying to tell you, man.
Most women do not. Know how
because
to
men
them
don't.
Them.
No,
well,
no, no. Because men don't want to take
something.
Them there. Men don't
okay.
want to.
Number one, now as I was saying before, you know, before you can only, before you can require anybody else to please you or give you an orgasm, you must know how to do that yourself. Now there's a whole lot of women walking around now that will tell you. I mean, they have been having sex for years, and to this day, they will tell you, I still haven't had an orgasm because they don't know how to give themselves one, which means they can't tell anybody else how to give themselves one because they don't know what it is. You know?
The flip side of that thing, though, you know, is when you go and you – and some women, they want to – and some men ignorantly want to bring those toys into their bedrooms. And all actuality, what what this does is it makes it harder to stimulate a woman naturally when you bring that toy in there, you know, because if she uses it over and over and over, she gets used to it. That's what it's going to take.
Am I unmuted? Did you make a statement that men are walking around here that never had an orgasm? I thought that's what he said. That's what I played the tape back. That's what I thought he said.
He's about to say something crazy.
I know, but that's what I thought he said. I was going to check him real quick. If it ain't no nothing wrong with that mechanical, that ain't.
You gonna check, but you better check yourself before you get ripped up.
No, that's what I. That's why I asked you the question before I got on you. That's why I had to reiterate.
I wanted to reiterate myself.
I was going to say, like, sex isn't the main reason why a lot of women will divorce a man, but often when you probe someone who's getting divorced, the conversation behind it, although it'll be a lot of other things like cheating, like bad use of money or whatever, or gambling or something, but sex always crops up as, for women, the reasons why they would detach themselves from that relationship. So at the point when they decide, and Liz was right, long before the marriage is over, it's over. At the point when they decide it's over, it's normally when they can say, actually, the sex is no good, right? Because if you're not getting on, the sex is the thing that most people attack first. So that's the thing that you're going to give up on giving out, right? When you're unhappy, and eventually the marriage will fail, but people might not cite sex as the thing, but it is always the thing behind it, because people use it as a weapon when they don't get on with people.
It's
just a few emotions, but so basically what you're saying
is pleasure.
If she's not happy,
love has no pleasure.
If she's not happy, the first thing that's going to be affected is the bedroom.
Right, and what she'll do is she'll go out there.
Let me break in real quick with some breaking news. They found Jody Arias guilty of first-degree murder. Just thought I'd put that out there for those. Jody Arias, you know, the girl that killed
the
horse.
Chalk up one for the bed, because she was trying to play that woman victim role.
She was found guilty of first-degree murder.
Chalk up one for the bed. But the sad thing about it is he was playing like he was a Mormon, and everybody in his community thought he was an upstanding church guy, and he was on the sex line going crazy, on the sideline going up. See, because he was trying to live another image. Now, I mean, that's what I was surprised
about.
Surprised. But I'm glad that she's gone, man. And they should give her the death penalty.
I'm still asking, who are you talking about?
The woman that, even I know this person, the person that
I don't know the person.
That she's already in Britain, and she know.
Okay, she's a young lady that killed her husband, her boyfriend. It wasn't her husband, it was a boyfriend. She stabbed him, multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, she hit him in the head, knocked him out, and then stabbed him. And, you know, she was trying to say that she was a victim of abuse and a bunch of other stuff.
He was a sex addict. He was doing all this type of stuff. She just shot the man, stabbed the man, cut his throat, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that proves as well that sex is often behind women's unhappiness. So, you know, she would have stabbed him. She probably said he was abusive, but at some point it would be about his sexual behavior. So often there's a sex is in the mix when women are unhappy, but it's not the thing that they may cite first, but it's always in the mix. It's always there somewhere.
Well, it's going to be there because if they fall out of love with the guy, then they're not going to be
sex should never make you unhappy. Sex is pleasure. Now, you make it unhappy if you force yourself having sex with someone, but if someone has sex, it should be two people having pleasure, giving each other pleasure at the same time. Now, if two people not giving pleasure at the same time, as we were talking about, there's something wrong.
So what happens is if it just becomes routine again? We back on that routine to where, as Lo said, the woman said, it's just the same old thing.
And
yeah,
I'm letting you know she should come
Michael,
up with ways.
I'm not finished yet, Michael. Thank you. And one person thinks everything is fine, and the other one it won't say anything, but thinks everything fine. And since we're talking about men, you know, so once we hit with divorce, we don't know what part we caused in it. Because we were never let on to as. Now, I know what you're going to say, Michael. Well, as a man, you should know. Well, some men just don't know, Michael. Damn it.
I was going to say that lady should do, if she knows the. When that lady, like Lo said, when she was stating that statement, I'm asking you, so what are you going? What are you doing to spruce it up, ma'am? You talking about him? Why are you putting it all on him?
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Well, now I'm going to tell you why I just said thank you, because you just proved my point when I said earlier in the show. You're going to have to go to her and say, what are you doing to help? And she's going to say, well, you're not doing this, and now the lines
are
going
to
be
what I'm saying,
and
listen to me, because
y'all are discussing exactly how to make things better. That's my point, and you just made it for me. I mean, I'm sorry, but you just did. Okay, I'm through now. Go ahead.
No, I did not. I did not. I will never contradict myself because I'm speaking facts. I'm letting you know, sir, if she realizes, you said he doesn't realize it, she realizes it. As soon as she realizes it, she should go ahead and take action and do something. Now, you trying to say that she should sit down and talk about it. No, what is she going to be? Is she going to spruce it up? What is she going to do? The only thing that me and that lawyer was saying is once that person identifies that her problem is a problem, she should go in and take action, bottom line. You keep on talking about how can you make it better and all this. What are you doing? You start with yourself. Just like you said, if I'm not communicating with my wife, you're asking yourself that question. So just start communicating. It's just
Michael,
that simple.
Michael,
you don't understand it,
Michael.
Sir.
No,
you don't understand it.
Because what I'm saying is,
you don't
now,
get it.
No, listen to what I'm
saying. Because why is the lady waiting?
Michael,
you want the man to come and say what?
Michael, listen.
Man, go ahead, man. All right, whatever.
Listen now.
We agree
now,
to disagree.
What are you saying? No, we're not. This is
what
you're saying.
What do you mean?
Saying.
I'm going to run my relationship the way I want. You try to tell me I'm not going to run the way you talk.
What the fuck I was going to say.
All right, now.
I mean, I'm going to run my relationship the way I want.
Michael, first.
I do think it takes two, right? Because I think you can be doing everything you can, but if someone's lost interest in you, you know, sometimes over time people just stop fancying each other. That's the truth, you know. Especially if you've gained weight, you know, or you know, they, you know, because often we have that picture in our head of the person that I met, you know, years ago, especially when the relationship goes on for years and years, right? Maybe you've moved so far away from that original person that person just doesn't find you sexy anymore. That does happen. Let's be real.
But see, you know what, Ebony, you make a great point. And,
well, they buzz you for the wrong reasons. They buzz you for your body.
Michael?
How you going to fall in love with somebody?
Michael, you talk too fucking much.
All right, look, you know what, and I'm glad you brought that up, Ebony, because, you know, trying to find some information for the show, you know, it's funny at the things that they tell people, men, what to do after they have a divorce. And I say, why not do some of this stuff before, during the, you know, during the relationship, and you won't have to worry about divorce. Like, be kind to yourself, plan for a difficult time, be watchful for unhealthy coping styles. Form a new intimate relationship. Take care of your health. You know, instead of applying these to after, if we apply
your body.
Right. If we apply these during the relationship, there wouldn't be as many. I'm sure it wouldn't be.
And there's another thing too, Eric.
Okay, so why people are not doing it?
Mike, you were talking about routine. I don't know what people expect. If they're going to get married in today's technological society, you're going to have a routine. People should accept it. They shouldn't try to always, we got to spruce things up. You're going to work every day. You're coming home every day for the same time every day. Accept it. That's what marriage is about. Living
and if that's your happiness, go ahead and do it.
Living under the same roof and stop trying to think of Hollywood's way of trying
things.
To spruce up your marriage. Accept the person sitting on the couch because that is the person that you marry.
Thank you. That's all I was saying, Joe. And I'm saying things should run like water. It should run like water.
But I also see that when you're married to someone, you have a responsibility to upkeep yourself, okay? There's no reason why, just because you're married to me, you should allow yourself to get to an unreasonable state.
I agree.
A size that, you know, with your stomach hanging down and your ass falling off, come on, please. And then
you have to do that, right.
Hey, Mr. Tuck.
Come on, fix it up. You know, I was talking to one of my guys at work.
Mute me and holler at me on the side.
I agree.
All right.
Talking to friend at work, and she's put on a load of weight. And she was saying, oh, my husband, you know, we're always arguing, and he's always making comments. And I said to her, well, what were you like when you before you got married? She said, oh, I used to have this really great figure, and I said, but you know, I can't be bothered no more. So I said, well, then why should he be bothered? If you're not bothered, why should he be bothered? Why the hell should he have to look at you like that? Come on.
You
know
if
what,
you fall out of communication with your significant other, you never
would
have been communicated
anyway. As I am. That's what the response would be.
Sorry?
If you fall out of communication.
Women say, you got to take me as I am.
Right,
if I grow, then if you're my husband, then you've got to accept me as I am.
Right, and I'm saying to her, you had one child 10 years ago, you've had 10 years to get yourself back into shape. I can allow for the first 2 years, but after that, you've got 8 years to get your body back into
shape.
Absolutely,
but if a man says that to his wife, she can then turn around and say, well, you know what? Maybe you don't love me anymore. Maybe you do, but you're not accepting me as I am.
Well, you know what? She can say that, but the reality is when he goes down the road and he sees women that are looking half decent, you know, and then he's got to come home and look at you when you take your clothes off, please. I'm going to be real about it. Fix it up a bit, okay?
Well, I agree with you. I'm just talking about how women here in America say, you know, well, honey, yeah, but, you know, just, you know, you can't expect me to stay a size 6 all my life. You know, I mean, I cook good or you cook good. And, you know, the pounds come on, and, you know, I accept you as you are with your pot belly. You have to accept me as I'm. There are excuses women give all the time for everything.
But you know what? You know what? I remember when I had my first child, I put on a lot of weight. And one day my ex just came to me, and he said to me, you know what? I didn't marry someone that looked the way that you are. I married you when you were looking good. And you know what? I'm not going to criticize you and say that you should look something different. I want the two of us to go running every day, and we're going to exercise. And he was doing professional football at the time, and we used to go and do circuit training.
Oh,
and I lost the weight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I lost the weight in 6 months with someone supporting me all the way. And it, you know, and I loved it. I've never been that size again, but it was a good.
Can I say something, Ebony?
You.
Ebony,
yeah.
See,
yeah.
And I'm glad you said that. And I don't mean no harm, Ebony, what you just said. You haven't been that way again. You know why? Because you wasn't doing it for yourself. Because
no
you were doing it for him. Oh, no, you couldn't have. Because Ebony, listen, and this is what I'm saying, and we need to make this good point today, and this is fact. I'm not speaking an opinion. You said he came to you and he said this, and you decided to start working out with him. You didn't say that you looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm going to do it. He came to you, so you did it for him. That's why you picked it up. And I'm saying, if we do something for another person, it's not, guess what? We're doing it for someone else, and guess what? It's not never going to work because we're contradicting ourselves.
Michael, let me tell
you something.
That's all I'm saying.
Let me tell you something. Before he said a word to me, I recognized that I was overweight, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I knew that I was overweight. What I hoped was that at the time that he didn't notice, but of course I noticed. I knew I was way overweight. So when he said it, honestly, instead of telling me, oh, your butt looks okay, actually it looks massive, okay? I was like, okay, it was a bit painful to hear it, but the truth was, you know, it gave me the impetus to try and do something about it. And he wasn't just...
And I'm letting you know, motivation comes within yourself. If he motivated you, that was a... I'm saying, if you let an outside thing motivate you, I'm letting you know you're going to fail every time. You just don't see it, ma'am. Or you're going to do something wrong. I'm telling you.
Well...
I have not...
Something has to come within. Okay. Well, that's the reason why you don't have the weight. On again. That's why you've never been that size again.
That's
what
we got to go through every day.
What you mean? We're talking and having a discussion about life. That's all I'm saying, Ebony. I'm not trying to get bad on you, but we're talking and you make a great point.
To make a point that...
Okay, I'm quiet. I'm quiet.
Well,
10 years.
You're lucky I
don't
have the fucking mute button.
Because I want... I don't want to look that way or have that type ever again. It's got nothing to do with him. I have the respect for myself, but I don't want to be that way. Okay?
Right.
He's not attracted to me. It's got nothing to do with him. Something with him. Okay.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the weight. And I'm talking
she
about...
She just
because
confirmed
you,
what you said, Mike.
Okay, because you're breaking up. I can't hear you because you got me on mute. He's breaking up. I'm sorry.
You weren't
on
mute. You're not on mute.
I wish you were on fucking mute, but you weren't on mute.
Are y'all going to check the show out tonight?
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, Michael is having a debate against Mr. Solution on the day
well,
that
you show up. It's not a debate. It's a discussion.
Oh,
but Joe, I heard you. But Joe, I heard you don't come in there because you know you have a little jealous streak in you.
Uh-oh.
But we're not going to go into that. Yeah,
right.
I heard a lot
all
of
right.
things.
If that's what you heard. That's what you heard. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What time is the show, Michael?
11 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, so that's,
that's if he shows up.
9%.
Oh, he'll be there. He thinks you're a pussy.
Can I ask you a question? Is it tonight?
Yeah,
tonight.
It's tonight.
Oh, wow.
It'll probably be early in the morning your time, Ebony.
It is. That's what I'm thinking. Why have you made it so late? You don't know until you're listening.
Well, it's somebody else's show.
Yeah, it's on the Debbie Daly show, so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I have to look out for that one.
Yeah, there's gotta be something. Oh, Mike against Mr. Solution. Mr. Solution go, Mike, get out what you're talking about. And Mike's going,
Hold on, guys, I found out that he has this little outline. He said he's an author of a book called The 7 Principles of Relationship.
Oh, you can.
But then, quote unquote, it's not a book. It's a quote to be an outline. And I'm saying, hold up, how can you be an author of an outline?
Hold
so basically, he's going around Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to help you out here if you keep quiet.
Wow.
Did
yeah.
he say that he was the author of a book? Did he say it?
No, it was printed that he was the author. That's all I'm
That's
saying.
That's right. Debbie has it printed that he's the
well,
author.
Well, I heard him say that
Mike,
he was the
go!
Michael, you can't finish.
He was the it says in her description page, he's the author of an article. That article is not found on the internet. I went looking for it. It's only on Blog Talk Radio. So you can say that to him. I'm trying to help you out. You
and
pussy.
I'm no. You're not trying to help me out. He said on.
No,
I listen. I have factual information that he says
right.
is. I found out he said it was an outline. So he's the author of an outline,
it's,
and he's coming with these principles. That's
I
what I'm
know.
Saying. So he,
it says
yeah.
on her page that he's
no,
the
listen.
Author of this article. I tried
Michael,
looking it up.
Okay.
He
Michael,
added, the article does not exist.
So, Michael, all you need to tell him is that this is a contradiction.
Right, it is a contradiction. I mean, come on. I mean, what is this outline? I mean, I can do an outline from an English class. I mean, we did that in English class.
An outline is not a... Oh, yes.
An outline is that's his blueprint for his thesis. So where's the thesis? Where's the book? I know it isn't. So where is it?
Okay.
Why you stop at an outline?
No,
I
understand. Joe, stop, because I
understand. Joe don't
understand
what I'm saying.
He's being sarcastic right now. That's what he's doing.
No, he's not. He's saying an outline like he truly means it. An outline is
No, I'm speaking factually. He said it. I heard him on another show speaking
Michael,
out of his mouth
Michael,
fact
Michael,
that he
Michael.
Is a he's the author of an outline. He called it
Michael,
outline.
He called it an
not
outline.
Okay.
Yes,
we
because
they
had a whole show on him about
him
on another show, yo. I know. I already did my research. I know what I'm talking about.
Michael, we don't care. Okay, we're going to come and listen.
Okay.
All right. You're going to be
Joe,
don't
play
care.
With me. You always try, Joe. But
oh.
I speak facts. You
all right, all right. You know what? We're going to end the show right there because I just got to hear the show tonight because I don't think it's going to be enough time on Blog Talk for the two of you. But that's going
to
be
that
great.
If you don't even have
show,
to tune
man.
In, you'll hear it.
It was a
if
good
Fox
show.
News don't care.
Oh, what you say, Joe? Okay,
I'm
right,
saying
Joe.
Tonight you don't even have to tune in. You and Mr. Solution going at it. I don't even have to tune in. I'll hear it on my fucking computer anyway.
You ain't right with this.
Anybody who listens in tonight needs to be having a drink first.
I can't agree.
Even that, or find some drugs.
Three hours, too. 3 hours? Oh, my goodness. Uncut.
I know, right? And that still may not be alone. All right, y'all. We're going to get on up out of here. I got Bible study tonight. And I'm going to need
it. All right.
So before I do, I always give everybody a chance to say their last word. And we're going to start the lady first. Ebony, this is your final word.
Oh, I just want to say it's great, you know, to have such a great conversation with you guys. I have learned something tonight. And I've had some fun, too. So thank you for the conversation.
Oh, well, thank you. You're quite
thanks
and
for having me. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, and I'm on tomorrow night with Steve the Dean. We're going to talk about Men on the Down Low.
Oh, Lord. And what time his show come on?
Well, it's 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to try and, because I know you guys come on the same time.
Right.
I'm going to try and see if Steve can do it an hour later. We'll try and come on a bit later.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, better yet, look, better yet, call in to our show, and we do another simulcast. That should be interesting. Okay. But we'll just do it then.
See you, Joe. See you guys.
Bye. All right. Have a good one.
Thanks.
All right. Michael.
Yeah, well, I'm just letting y'all know all these talks that I enjoyed the talk today, but I don't want to get a divorce, and I'm sorry, I cannot think the traditional ways. I can't think of what these guys are putting out in these books and this all theology. They go to agrees and they write relationship counselors, and I can't deal with that type of stuff. I have to think of anew. So I'm not trying to get a divorce again, and I want my marriage to flow like water. It's not going to feel like I'm going to be in the effort of doing nothing. It's not going to be no pressure. If I'm in a happy marriage, compromising marriage, it's not going to be a pressure to make it better. It's going to run smooth. If I identify that I'm doing something, I'm just going to act and react on it. Simple as that. So I enjoyed the conversation, and hopefully I'll be hearing you guys tonight. And take it easy, man.
All right. Thanks, Mike. All right, Joe.
I got nothing to say. He just fucking out-talked me for 2 days. Nothing to say.
Oh, Lord. That's funny. Yeah, you got something to say.
I have nothing. I mean, I'm out of breath.
Oh, Lord. All right. Well, tomorrow's show is workplace relationships and romances. So that should be another good one.
Yeah, that's a dangerous venue nowadays.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. But okay, Joe, I'll see you tomorrow,
all right,
man.
I'll see you. Enjoy Bible study.
Yeah, well, thank you. I shall.
Okay. Take it easy.
All right. All right, y'all. Another great show today. A lot of good information. And I want to give a special shout-out to Attorney Liz for showing up and giving us some good info today. I didn't know whether I sent it out there. I didn't know whether she'd be here, but she got my back. That I'm talking about. So special shout out to her for showing up and participating. We're gonna give her some love. Oh yeah. So that was outstanding. All right, y'all. wow. The role men play in divorce. I tell you, you know, it's amazing. It really is that the roles, you know, we don't see. But we play a big part of it, as you can tell. You know, there's so many things that we have our eyes closed to and we are unaware that we are actually participating in. It takes two to tangle. That's what they say. I want to thank everybody for joining me today. Do not forget to send any comments to ericletstalk@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Or you can stop by my Facebook page and leave a message. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. All right, in closing, when it comes to divorce, everyone involved likes to point the finger at the other. Oh, the two adults often resort to acting like the children that may be affected by the ending of another family unit. As adults, we love to give advice to others how to keep their marriages together, but fail to live by our own advice. Can it be said we give up too easily? Settling for the easy way out instead of following the example and advice set and given to us by generations before? Next time you think about giving up and start thinking divorce, please take the time and really think about what have you contributed. If either of you can say everything has been done without a doubt, then divorce. However, if there's a doubt, work it out. You may be surprised about the results. Well, that's the show for today, y'all. Join us tomorrow for Workplace Romances / Relationships. It should be a good one. Remember to keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. As I always say, if your heart is, you haven't forgiven yourself and your heart is not open, then there's no way you can forgive anybody else. Okay? Tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 Pacific p.m., that is. Okay, I'll see y'all then. And we're going to go out here with the Temptations, with the song of the day. I wish it would rain. And until then, y'all, I'll see you tomorrow. Y'all have a good one. I'm out of here.
And gone away with her, with my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, night sounds strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Cause so badly, I wanna go outside. I gotta cry, cause crying just is the pain on you. The world outside my dear, I refuse to explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain. Rain. Let it rain.